Welcome to The Road to Life, a New Generation Ministries podcast that focuses on helping youth and young adults through the daily application of godly wisdom and discipleship to help them live fulfilled lives as responsible citizens. So let's dive right into today's topic. The best way to avoid self-inflicted trouble. By Reverend Dr. Russell M. Morrow. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. There are some sacrifices we will not have to make when we resist wisdom that is counter to the wisdom of God. Besides unconditional love, one of the first things I learned as a child from my mother was that there would be consequences for my decisions and behavior. When guilty of disobeying my mother, she would quote from the Bible and say, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." Then she would show me what she meant, and sometimes it caused me pain on my rear end. As I grew up, I learned to value and appreciate my mother's wisdom and the source of her wisdom, God's Word. Adam and Eve were listening in the spectacular realm of the Garden of Eden. God gave them dominion over the land and supplied them with everything they needed. They had only one restriction. "But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." And they did, first spiritually, then physically. I believe that our personal lives, the lives of our family, loved ones, and friends would be better off if we sought and yielded to the wisdom of God. James, the little brother of Jesus, wrote to the early church words that are relevant to followers of Christ today. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." James chapter 1, verse 5. Can you imagine the improvement we will see from Washington, D.C. and throughout all 50 states when the followers of Jesus seek and be obedient to the wisdom of God? Jesus taught us great wisdom when he told us we are salt and light. Regardless of our race, creed, color, gender, preference, or personal issue with the world, there are some sacrifices we will not have to make when we choose to be obedient to the will and purpose of God and resist wisdom that is counter to his. We realize that if we are not mindful, like Adam and Eve, we too can easily allow influences counter to God's wisdom to fill our days with avoidable suffering and misery. Dear God, thank you for the gift of your provision and the gift of free will. Help us to discern and resist those things that are counter to your wisdom. Help all people to acknowledge the wisdom and righteousness of your creation and honor it. Help us who know you through Jesus Christ to faithfully live in the knowledge that your kingdom has come and that your will is being done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. From this day, for some, and every day of our lives for all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Road to Life podcast. If you would like more information about New Generation Ministries or would just like to get in contact with us, feel free to visit us at our website at ngmec.org. Once again, that is ngmec.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time right here on The Road to Life.